This is John Batchelor, conversation with Elizabeth Peake, my colleague. She writes a column for The Hill. She writes a column for Fox News. She's much on Fox Business about the spending by the Democrats and the Republicans these last years. Exaggerated. Trillions. With excuses. COVID this, emergency that. Trillions. Hasn't been spent. There's too much to spend. And Elizabeth mentions what can be done. A change of administration might help. Give it back to the Treasury. Stop spending recklessly. It's driving the inflation stories, says Liz Peake. Here she is tonight. Much more of this.
Well, I think tragically, people really aren't debating that very much. Republicans aren't pounding the desk about it because Republicans really don't have much to be proud of in terms of the spending levels that they have endorsed. Remember, the Senate went along with that god-awful omnibus bill, first year of Biden's presidency. And, you know, people in the House and conservatives everywhere said, what are you doing? I mean, this really comes down to that old expression about don't let a crisis go to waste. The Democrats very clearly, as kind of to your point, John, they recognize that the COVID emergency allowed them to do things they had never done before, push through gigantic spending bills encompassing all kinds of wish list items, like obviously climate change, their climate change agenda, which, by the way, is such a failure, they can't even figure out how to spend the money. In other words, they've allocated all this money. One of the things that they're panicked about is that Donald Trump is promising to take office and take some of the money in the trillions that have been allocated for climate change, infrastructure, all these things which are being doled out by the White House in a very parsimonious fashion, but also politically directed fashion, take it back. There are provisions for unspent money to basically go back into the Treasury, and Trump is promising to do that. I hope if he is elected, he sticks to that, because yes, some of that money is going to red states, and some red state governors and legislators will complain about it. But we can't afford what they're doing. And it's not being done in a smart, targeted, productive way.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.